Hello, thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I want to talk today a bit about whenever you've heard somebody say the term, well, I'm a spiritual person, but I'm just, you know, I'm just not religious. I'm just not interested in organized religion, or I believe in a spiritual being, but, you know, I'm just not ready to commit to one religion or another. Well, it's a trendy phrase from time to time that people often use to describe how they don't need organized religion to live a life of faith. Well, a recent CNN.com article features a Jesuit priest named James Martin, and he says that the phrase also hints at something else, and he believes that that is egotism. Isn't that interesting? So he says that being spiritual but not religious can lead to complacency and self-centeredness, to quote him. But what exactly does being spiritual but not religious actually mean, and are there dangers in living such a life? Have you ever thought about that? Well, many people have sort of adopted this lifestyle, and they don't really want to define themselves to a community or limit themselves to one religion. Well, Martin also admits that, you know what, religion's hard. It takes work and it takes effort, and there are ups and downs with people of faith, and it's been that way forever, really. So it may be easier for people to just kind of forego religion and say, I'm just a spiritual being. I'm not really an organized religion type of person. But easier doesn't always mean better. So at Mormon Channel, of course, we believe that religion does matter. There's a wonderful essay written on the value of religion, and it's called Why Religion Matters, The Longing Within. And you can find that on mormonnewsroom.org. And here's a few thoughts from that. And it says that religions share a common insight, that there is something incomplete about us, and religion helps fill that void, and that all humans yearn for fullness, and that it can be hidden away or swept aside for years, but deep down is a human nature to yearn for more. And then we all experience loss and pain and problems in life. And if there were really easy cures for these things, then we would be fine and we would have really no desire for peace or for religion. But religion is essentially a school for making sense of all of that chaos. And it's for healing those emotional wounds and giving second chances. That's what religion's all about. And religion is not merely just a human response to hardship. God can play an active role. God does play an active role in religion. And history shows that men and women in good and bad times seek truth outside themselves as well as within, and they follow the answers to receive. Religion is the gathering, then, of unique persons into a fellowship of believers. So what are your thoughts on religion? Well, throughout his life, Will Durant, a historian, wondered about the power of religious faith. And he himself, however, came to no definitive belief about God. And near the end of his life of learning and observation, he turned his mind to the meaning of church. And in his thoughts, he showed that even an uncertain person could see that enduring appeal of religion in the face of the unknown. So even people who didn't really believe in organized religion before kind of have come around before. Well, think about some of these points. And again, we believe that religion really does matter for our hearts, our minds, our families, and also our communities. Robert L. Millett said that ours is not a religion of doom and gloom, but rather a way of life that evermore points us toward the one who beckons. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.